Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We are so glad you're back with us today. We got a great show today. And Danielle, another intern named Danielle. Yes, that sounds confusing, but we got a new intern named Danielle who is fantastic, who's sitting in and co-hosting with us today. And we're going to talk about
communication as a pathway to empowerment.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool. All right, you are listening to Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry. And KRUU 100.1 on your FM dial. We broadcast in Fairfield at 6:30 on Tuesdays, rebroadcast 12:30 on Thursdays in the afternoon. But you could listen to the archives, which are on KRUU, and on the Arden Counseling Center website, and through the YouTube channel. So you could go to YouTube and type in Arden Counseling Center. And you could always email me, scott@ardentcenter.com. If you got any questions, we get some great questions that come in. And I really do encourage you to come up with show topics or ideas or whatever you'd like. And so I'm thinking, there's a shout out to somebody who said that they were having some difficulties, for instance, with one of our shows. And I understand some of the shows can be really quite challenging of, you know, because these topics are not here. We're not here to give you answers, and it's not here to make things always so easy, but to sit there and say, let's look at the nuances. Let's look at the possibilities. Let's get real about some of the life's difficulties and go not focusing on the problem, but what can we create from that problem? Even if that problem is something really difficult, like human trafficking or something. Terrible thing to talk about. But if we don't talk about it, how are we going to ever make it, address it and make it better? So anyways, so Mental Health Matters is really essential, because even if you've got your physical health and you've got everything going in your life, if you're depressed or anxious, nothing else matters. Nothing. It's the most essential to your consciousness of who you are. If being disturbed in that way, and if we're not addressing that, nothing else can change. So we've got to come back to how are we creating balance in our lives. So this show, like all our shows, is not to give you answers, but to give you ideas, some things to think about and play with and have some fun with. So anyways, we're really glad you're here. And oh, one of the other comments was, just because I've got lots of degrees doesn't mean that I am the greatest thing on the planet. And it is true. So I keep wanting to come back to this notion that ego isn't important, especially in a lot of our fields. Because I've got lots of degrees doesn't mean that I know more than you or I am better than you or anything else. It just means I might know a few things and take it for what it's worth and then do what you can with what means something to you. I often say, for instance, some of my interns are much better therapists than I am or could ever be with certain kinds of people. And maybe I'm better with other kinds. It's really about what works best in your life. And it's the same with what you're trying to create. So don't get lost in your egos and come back to what can really make a difference for you. All right. Enough of that kind of stuff. Let's get to the topic today. So, Danielle, introduce yourself and tell us what we're going to talk about.
All right. Hello, everybody. I'm Danielle. And today we're going to be talking about communication as a pathway to empowerment.
Wow, that's a cool topic.
Yeah. And so what I mean by empowerment is taking responsibility for your experience fully and not choosing to victimize yourself to whatever environment you're surrounding yourself by.
Including yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or maybe mostly ourselves. Like we're the ones who create our own environments.
Yeah.
And then we're sitting there pissed at the what we've created. It's like, oh, this person is doing something. My job, my boss, my this, my that. But you're the one who created your life to work as it is, which by getting that means that you now have the power to change it all. So if you get the power of how am I communicating, not what is the other person doing to me, but how am I communicating, regardless of where somebody else is at, gives me the power to transform and make a difference.
Absolutely.
For myself. Okay.
Yes.
So keep going.
All right. So, so I want to show you how not only the language we use with others, but the language we use with ourselves, and how that creates a lot of our experience, and how we can choose to use our language as a tool to take back our responsibility or take back our experience.
Okay. So tell us about that.
All right. So as a set of examples, I want to talk about statements like I versus you. And, you know, versus an example of, oh, you did this to me, and why can't you do something differently? You could challenge yourself to use the word I versus you did this to me. It's when you did this, I felt this way. And creating that bridge and inserting yourself into your communication, it gives you the power. And it's not as if someone is doing something to you, but you're taking responsibility for your experience within the situation.
Why is that important? Why would somebody want that?
Well, it doesn't feel, in my experience, it hasn't... I can become a victim to my circumstance, or I can choose to be a victim to my circumstance. You know, I'm not.
So just using that kind of language, like you, gives the other person that partner, that other person, all the power, and you're self-victimizing yourself even by that language. You create that narrative, that sense of, oh, this story in my head that this is what's going on.
Exactly.
Okay. So keep going.
Okay. Like another example is, I can't get up in the morning. And versus I can't get up in the morning, I challenge one to replace it with not willing. I'm not willing to get up at the time I'd like to get up in the morning. And what that does, using not willing versus can't, it enables you to see, oh, wait a second, this is me that's choosing to not live the life that I want to be living. And so just changing your language can also change how you're seeing yourself and your situations around you.
Hmm. So like, for instance, going with that thing, I can't get up in the morning is a disabling statement saying, yes, you know, I my life is just terrible, and I have to stay up at late at night, and I can't get up in the morning, and I have all these problems because, you know, I'm not sleeping so well, and I don't have time to exercise and take care of myself, and I'm always rushed, and I'm always tired. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the story of our lives. There's too much to do and not enough time.
Yeah.
So the way you're saying it, say it again.
Say the example again?
Yeah.
Versus like, man, I can't get up in the morning. It's, I'm not willing to get up in the morning.
Or I don't want to. Right. It's like this. So the statement then is by saying, I am taking control. Maybe I would like to get up in the morning, and I haven't figured out a way to do that, to set a structure that I can actually abide by.
Yeah.
The whole point is, how do I re-empower myself, take back control over my life? I think so often in therapy, the focus is, tell me about the problem. Woe is me. Life sucks. Yada, yada. And it's like, okay, got it. Instead of like, well, what can I create from this? If I'm not sleeping at night, there is nothing else I can do. It's sort of like, it could be a symptom of how crazy our mind is, and anxiety or stress or this or that. And it's kind of like alcohol. Alcohol is really often a symptom of what's going on. It's not the problem. Yes, if I don't address that alcohol and find a way to make that better, or ameliorate the difficulties of that, there's no way I can deal with the bigger picture. But on the other hand, alcohol's not the problem. It's what's underneath it. It's what's supporting it. Why am I drinking? What do I need to be, you know, why? Or maybe it doesn't even matter why I got into this, but do I want to actually change this? Do I want to stop drinking? Mm. And maybe not even in, maybe even in the bigger picture, I don't want to be an addict anymore, regardless of what I'm addicted to, because I don't need to run away from myself anymore. Mm-hmm. So the power comes back to, what am I going to do about my situation? So yes, it seems overwhelming to say, oh my God, it's even much bigger than the alcohol. Yes, but it's also much simpler. Because if I can deal with the bigger picture of what am I creating for me, then it's not about what somebody did to me. And of course, the worst person who does anything to you is...
yourself.
Yeah. So... stop beating yourself up, everyone.
Absolutely. Like what Scott is sharing, what I'm suggesting is that we use language as a tool to be able to identify where we're doing that in our lives, where we are giving our power away to things that are symptoms in our lives. Or it gives you that extra opportunity to look at your language to create a gap and see, oh, this is what I'm doing here. This is where I'm giving my power away in this situation. And it just gives you that chance to get some distance from it and choose otherwise.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. So keep going.
All right. So I've also got the example of using the word get versus have. Mm. So I'll walk around, you know, and I have to do this. I have to get this done. I have to clean the house. I have to go to school. I have to go to work. And it creates a space for myself that life is a burden and that it's something that I have to do. And changing.
I feel like that a lot. I have to do so much. I have so much on my plate, you know? And I could go, whoa, look at me. You know, that's like those lots of degrees. It's like, well, I run 5 organizations. Well, who gives a crap, you know? Can you be a human being? Forget about all the stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, how do you keep coming back to, how would you say this again?
To change it? Or
yeah, to actually do something about it.
Yeah, like
right?
Just using the word get, while it seems like such a small, you know, it's a 3-letter word, how is this really going to change my paradigm towards my experience?
Yeah.
But however, using the word get, it can change, in my experience, the whole quality of what I'm doing. It's no longer a burden that I have to carry. Like, oh, I have all of these fancy degrees. Like, oh, and I have to do all these things. It's like, it creates humility for me. It's,
yes.
I get to do these things.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And in fact, that's what I say. You know, people will sometimes often thank me, you know, oh, you made a big difference in my life. And Since ego really doesn't matter to me, I say, you know, okay, that's great that you're thanking me, but it's really about you need to be thanking yourself. You're the one who creates me to help you. For me, personally, who's irrelevant here, it is an honor, my God, to be able to, you give me the opportunity to do what I do in this life, to do my dharma, to make a difference. Who gets to be that lucky? My God, you give me the ultimate gift to be able to make a difference in your life. That's where, so that kind of languaging, you know, and that rephrasing, because otherwise it's like, I'm up there and they're down there. And it's like, no, it's exactly the other way around.
No, it's like, we're all participating in this and we get to have these opportunities.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. By the way, you're listening to KRUU 100.1 in your FM dial. And today we've got Danielle, too. Second Danielle intern. Wonderful. I get all the wonderful Danielle interns. Danielle, what are we talking about today?
All right. Today we're talking about communication as a pathway to empowerment.
Awesome. Okay. So keep going.
All right. So we were just talking about different tools you could use regarding words and language in your life. And I also want to share that using these words like I statements and using things like I'm not willing or I am willing versus can't or I don't have to or whatever have you. Mm-hmm. I want to share that this is also creating a clean relationship with others and a cleaner relationship with yourself, most importantly, using language in a cleaner way and taking your power back, enables you to develop integrity within yourself.
And that's really key, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's really not about, we often think about other people aren't trustworthy.
Mm.
And I always say, it's not about trusting somebody else, no matter how much they violated you, because everybody will violate you. The reason they're going to violate you is because they're lost in their own head. It's about, can I trust myself? Do I have integrity? Which I love that thought. How do I have integrity with me? Who am I being, instead of getting lost in what the other, whoever that person is done to me?
Absolutely.
What I, no, in fact, that's languishing. What they did to me, right? But if they did do something to me, how would you phrase it?
What they did to me versus what I allowed them to do.
Yeah.
Or what situation
right.
I got myself into.
Which doesn't make you into a victim. In fact, it does the opposite. It empowers
exactly.
you. I allowed this person to hurt me. Okay. Fine, I could admit it. I don't have to get stuck in it.
Yeah.
I don't have to, you know, spin my head around and go, oh, woe is me. Look, I let somebody. No. It's like I could learn from something.
Absolutely.
The greatest tool to learn is trial and error. It's not how we succeed. It's how we fail and how do we get up again. That's why I always love that song, the Chumbawamba song. I always say that because it's like, you know, I fall down and I get up again. And it's like, how do I get up again? How do I fight?
Mm-hmm.
How do I learn from the mistakes? It's not about what somebody did to me.
Yes.
Okay, so keep going.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No, well, on that note, I also want to share that there's a very big difference between being victimized and identifying as a victim. And what I challenge you to do with using your communication as a form of taking your power back is, how can I learn from a situation where I was victimized versus dwelling in that state of choosing to be a victim?
Excellent. Keep going.
All right.
Excellent.
So really developing your integrity, because what is this all about? Like, we're using these words. What's the importance of this? But it creates, you become in the seat of power.
You're dancing.
I am dancing. I'm like, where do I go next?
all right. Let's go to the next topic. So one of the things we were talking about doing is a communication exercise. Are we ready for that, or do you want to do something else?
Oh, no, I'm ready.
All right. So we're going to do a simple communication exercise. I think we've done one of these before in the past. So this is just the very, very simplistic version of this exercise, and we're only going to do a little part of the nutshell of it because we only got a couple minutes. So here's the exercise. It's basically you start off and you ask somebody to say one thing. Part of the problem we have in communication is that we're often flooding, especially when we're upset or anxious or tired. We're flooding. We're saying 12 things at one time. And, you know, not only, Danielle, did you do this, but, you know, 2 years ago, you did this. And when I'm saying this, look, you're smiling. You're laughing at me. What are you doing to this? And it's like there's no way to escape, right? So it's like one thing, one time. Let's start with communicating, get on the same page before we make things more complex. Start by making it simple. Get, how am I hearing somebody? And so this exercise isn't just, okay, how am I communicating, but how am I allowing myself to really listen to somebody so that I could get to the next stage? They could be absolutely crazy, out of their mind. Like, Danielle's crazy, isn't she? Okay, no. And, you know, you could be completely crazy. It's like, okay, but how am I listening to that? And what am I doing with that? You know, if I'm talking to a five-year-old, I got to speak in a language a five-year-old can understand. Mm-hmm. If I'm talking to my partner and she's upset, I got to be able to talk to her in a way that she can hear me and I could hear her, regardless if she's able to, you know, if I'm speaking and, oh, look, she doesn't ever hear me. Well, no, how am I communicating so that she could, and that how am I making myself understood given how her brain is at that moment, or my brain is at that moment, more likely.
Okay.
Okay. So start with one thing at one time. Simple thing. I'm going to ask Danielle. I'm going to ask her. So what's on your mind, Danielle?
Oh, you know, I'm having a really hard time in getting everything together to apply to grad school right now.
Okay. So that's your issue. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to, so Danielle, are you done?
Yes.
Okay. So what I heard you say, in essence, the nutshell of what I heard you say is that you're overwhelmed by trying to get it together to go to grad school. Did I get it or am I missing something?
Yes, I feel understood.
Okay, yeah. Great. And then, so that's part one. Part two is I'm going to extend Danielle's argument. So I'm going to pretend I'm in Danielle's head. And I'm going to say, you know, Danielle, if I was you and I was in your head and I'm looking in the mirror, which I shouldn't look in the mirror because I'm in your head, so I won't do that. But if I was in your head, I would be thinking that not only is it hard to get to grad school, but, you know, but what would I do if I actually finished that school and now I'm going to become a therapist or go for my doctorate, which, you know, this insane, you know, guy's telling me to do, my supervisor and over my instruction of my internship here, he's like saying, what do you mean? I haven't even finished this degree and he's already telling me to go for the higher degree. Anyways, so what am I going to create from this life, this much bigger picture? Okay, so that's just my thoughts if I was in your head. I could be completely insane, but that's how I'm projecting how I hear you.
Okay, so are you done?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so I'm understanding you to say, you know, you see how if you were in my head, not only would this process seem really overwhelming, but, oh man, if I got the actual degree and I'm moving on to go on, like, who would I be? How would I create myself to be once I got that degree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you asked me, did I get it?
Did I get it?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of what I was saying. So what's really interesting is, let's say I said, you know, Danielle, if I was in your head, I'd be thinking about not just grad school, but, you know, how I could really fly an airplane and, you know, fly with monkeys, because I really think I want to, you know, be able to fly with monkeys because I know monkeys can fly and I want to have wings. And you would say, am I done?
Are you done?
Right. And what, in essence, you heard me say was...
So, in essence, I heard you say, you want to fly. You want to fly with monkeys. You know, you want to go flying. And, yeah, I think that's what, in a nutshell, what
okay.
you shared.
So, what do I get by hearing you reflect back to me how crazy I sound?
Well, you get a mirror. You get the opportunity to see how others are seeing you and what they understood.
Right. And what it gives you is... Really? That's what you think if you were in my head? Right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's round two. Round three then is simply stating my perspective. So far we've gone two rounds on basically your perspective. So my perspective is, you know, I hear you saying your concern about grad school and even my projection of after school. But my focus, I would think, for you is this is the most exciting moment is right now. And if you could really get the value of this internship and the value of what amazing things you can create now, mm-hmm. because therapy isn't about the fancy degrees, as we said. It's not about what you know. It's about who you are and how you could project that and help somebody else get to a higher, better space for themselves. So for me, the power isn't in that future sense. The power is taking that future desire and make it start happening today.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where your power is today. And if I could get that power today, then it'll become really easy to not get overwhelmed because I'll be really clear what to do, what I want to do.
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay.
See, I said way too many things, right?
Well, no. What I understood you to say is that you encouraged that, you know, versus maybe getting overwhelmed and caught up with the process of getting a degree, that therapy isn't about the fancy degrees, and that you challenged me to come right back to the present and start my desire now. Where do I want to start that process and where I want to be right now and create it and take my power back?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so even your languaging is about today. What am I going to create? And to not ignore that future, just like mm-hmm. we never ignore the past. Bad things happen to all of us in the past. And it's not about what happened, right? What we always come back to is, what are we going to create from what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're not going to dwell and get lost on it. It doesn't mean we ignore it. Just like we don't ignore that future state, we take advantage of that future state, just like we take advantage of our past state. So past things happen that sucked. Okay, great. I suppose I shouldn't be saying that word, but yeah. So past things happened that didn't work for us. Great. So how can we grow from that? Because trauma, for example, isn't about what happened. It's what we did to ourselves over and over again. Mm-hmm. And what can we create from that? Okay, but trauma doesn't have to be a terrible thing. It could be this wonderful motivator to say, I don't want to go back down that path. Here's what I could learn and grow from that experience so I could create something more powerful and productive in my life. So again, it's that kind of way. Is there another way you'd language all this?
What you're sharing right now?
Yeah.
I would reword that as taking what you have and what you really changing your paradigm to see what I'm carrying from the past as a launching pad versus a space where I'm using it as a handicap.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So in this exercise, in this communication exercise, just to wrap this up, so it's basically three rounds. This is the simple version of this exercise. And then it would be my turn to say, okay, so here's my issue, Danielle. And then she would then sit there and say how she heard me, my complaint about my issue. And then she would project into my head what she hears me saying. And then, you know, once I get how I'm sounding and how somebody would think if they were inside my crazy head, then she can go to her third round, which would be, you know, what she really thinks about it or what she, you know, or, you know, so anyways, we go around like that. And so the point is that we're simplifying and getting how we're communicating. So let's wrap up, though, with the languaging thing. So what else do you want to finalize with?
Yeah, so what I want to invite you as listeners and challenge you to do is, challenge yourself to use I statements, challenge yourself to swap out that can't for not willing, and really look at your wants, needs, and what you're willing and not willing to do in your life.
Be honest with yourself.
Be honest with yourself.
Stop running away. No matter what you're running from,
yeah.
The tiger's not in the room. It's time to take back control over your life. All right. That's fantastic. Anything else you want to say, Danielle?
No, thank you very much for listening.
Yes, thank you. And, you know, we really are so glad you join us on KRUU 100.1 in your FM dial. This is Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry. Again, do email us your thoughts, your concerns, scott@ardentcenter.com. And check us out. Check out the old episodes on the website. www.ardentcenter.com or Ardent Counseling Center on YouTube or KRUU's archives. But if there's something you want to hear or something you'd like to focus on, let us know. Let's make a difference together, because that's what's going to matter, is what we can create together to make a difference in this world. None of us have to be alone anymore. And it's those connections that's going to make a difference. We're going to have a show on connections really soon. All right. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.
Bye.